Hey, we are talking with Nancy Lieberman, Basketball Hall of Famer. She's the analyst with the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to break down that series right now, and we're going to hit on a number of other hot topics at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And indeed, what a series it has been, Nancy, between the Clippers and the Thunder. So dramatic and chaotic, I would say. Certainly, both of these teams at times have had to make really big rallies to win down this stretch. Just weigh in on this.
Well, first of all, I didn't know Six Flags was open this early in the year. I mean, that roller coaster ride.
Right. Good one, Nance. Okay.
There have been times I've thrown my arms up and went, woo!
Yeah.
And then there's times I'm like, no! But, you know, to be able, you know, they play the game out in L.A. and they have a 16-point lead with 9 minutes to go, and the Thunder lose that lead because you have one team playing desperate and one team just playing solid.
In game four.
And then, of course, conversely, the game the other night, you know, we're down 13 points with 3 minutes to go, and the Thunder were playing desperate and have heightened the energy and the intensity on the defensive end. And, you know, they just have great players who make great plays. I mean, Durant's three. Russell Westbrook is just an absolute joy. I don't care. I would sit in a room with everybody that is his detractor, and I would look him in the eye and say, if I were coaching, I would want Russell on my team.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna make some mistakes, but he's going to make more better plays than mistakes because he's pushing it, and he's given everything he has. I have never seen a game where Russell Westbrook didn't play his heart out. And he might make mistakes. I mean, people play through my mistakes all the time.
You know, I look at his stat line from Game 2 versus the Clippers. I mean, 31 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. I mean, he's a different kind of cat. And in fact, I was listening to the Sports Animal up in Oklahoma City earlier this week, and one of the guests on there, the analyst, Pat Jones, he compared Russell Westbrook to a Barry Sanders. I mean, that kind of athlete.
He's very unique. We have never seen anybody like him in the history of the NBA. Last year, we did a combination. I did a really kind of neat chart, almost like a growth chart. And I had, to the side, I had John Stockton and Magic Johnson and Nate Archibald and Isaiah Thomas and Oscar Robertson. And that he's all rolled into one. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's quick, he's tenacious, he's not afraid of you, he's coming after you. He's pushing his teammates. I'm a fan, I'm telling you. I'm just a fan of the young man.
You know, and Nancy, too, when you spend time around him, I mean, he's so quiet, but then once he gets on that, you know, on the court, he just flips the switch. I mean, he's a totally different kind of personality, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really very kind, very aware, you know, very socially conscious young man. As Leslie McCaslin was saying, he's the only guy when she walks in with a certain bag and shoes and Russell says, haven't you worn those shoes before?
That is conscientious.
I mean, who says that? But Russell is so aware of his surroundings. He's a genius. He's an artist. And I don't think people sense that yet. He really has those qualities.
Okay, Nancy Lieberman with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We want you to connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadioSports. Tell of our listeners nationally, Nancy, where they can go and check you out online. And I know you've got some basketball camps coming up too, don't you?
I do. Can you believe it's my 34th year of
no,
basketball camps?
You're timeless. You look beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. It is crazy. So we have, it's in Frisco, Texas, at Fieldhouse USA, but I have a week in June, a week in July, a week in August. We teach, we have fun, we laugh, but we make you better. And kids should enjoy what they're doing or they won't do it very long. And we love on these children as if they were my sons and my daughters. We've had so many kids go on to play college basketball or, you know, kids that are just starting out. We'll put them in their appropriate age and ability group, and the kids are so smart. They can learn. They will come in on a Monday and leave at the end of the week, and they'll be so much better because we talk to them. We don't talk over their heads. But I teach them the same things that I teach our NBA guys or when I'm at, you know, NBA coaches clinics, whether I'm teaching Delonte West or Trey Burke. The only difference is the age and ability. So we use positive trigger words. We want to build their confidence and their self-esteem, all the while enhancing their talent. Because you know what, E? We want these kids to go on, if they can, to college, to get scholarships. I mean, look at my kid. He's a scholarship athlete. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. If your kid gets a scholarship to college, are you kidding?
That's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. And my son, Steven, he was a part of your camp a couple years ago. In fact, he was hitting me up, too. He's like, Mom, I'd like to make the junior high team. So I'd like to go up to Nancy's camp again, coach's camp again. So let's back up for just a moment as we have just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio. We were talking about the Thunder, and going back to Game 4, we were talking about the Thunder had given up 38 points. We've seen lapses defensively with them this year. What kind of corrections need to take place as they look to move forward?
Most importantly, you have to stay locked in mentally 48 minutes. And, you know, as you the greatest part of maturation as a player is playing hard for longer periods of time. So as a coach, you want to break it down into these three-minute games so there's an emphasis on what you do, you know, mentally and physically. So the Thunder, they have the talent. They just, when they get a big lead, they have to be able to have that, you know, assassin's mentality and not let down and go, we got this. You really do have to play buzzer to buzzer. And that's the only way you finish teams off. And you have to have that, you know, killer mentality. I hate to put it in such drastic terms. But we, you know, I mean, kids are taught that at camp. We teach kids at camp to finish. You know, you can have skill and you can have will, but you also have to have a finisher's mentality. And, you know, kids are taught that at young age, high school, college, and now with the pros. Sometimes they get it more than other times. That's just the reality of it.
And I think whether it's been the Clippers or the Thunder, I mean, there's been some tough lessons that have had to be learned in these particular games, or just straight across the board. I mean, no lead is safe. I mean, we saw the Wizards blow a 19-point lead in the loss to the Pacers.
Because these are professionals. There are professional scorers in this league, and you can just knock out, you know, 10, 15 points. Look what happened in the Miami Heat game. The Nets had a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go, and, you know, LeBron hits a three, Ray Allen hits a three, and everybody's going, I can't believe they let them do it. They didn't let them do anything. These guys are really, really good, and that's why you have to be on your A game, because there is so much talent in the NBA. And I love this game, and I love everything about what the Thunder, what they represent, what they do on the court, off the court. They're not perfect. They're going to miss some shots. They're going to lose some games. But they're always in the hunt. They always have an opportunity to win because they play defense, and Scott Brooks and his staff, they do a remarkable job of preparing these guys.
Well, Nancy, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio. And, of course, you can check out all of her stuff at nancylieberman.com. And have fun with the camps. And, Nance, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you so much for the time.
No, it's my pleasure. And if any of your listeners want any questions about the playoffs, they can tweet me as well at Nancy Lieberman.
We love Twitter. Okay, much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.